And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. You can get ready for the election on November 7th with the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro's candidate questionnaire, laying out the views for each candidate on issues such as whether Chapel Hill's growing too quickly, the housing supply, downtown density, and more. Read their answers and get informed at carolinachamber.org/election.hub. We are joined on the phone now by the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. How's your Wednesday been, Jamesetta?
Busy so far. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I've been in the studio most of the day, but it sure seems like beautiful weather out there. I'm just taking folks' word for it at this point, though.
Yep.
So we've had a busy time in Orange County government. We ran a story today about the Medline distribution facility and the ribbon cutting yesterday. And I know that you weren't at the ribbon cutting specifically, but I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the future of that Buckhorn Economic District that seems much more a reality today than it did a few days ago even.
Sure. I was really sorry to miss that. I got that COVID booster on Friday and it had me under the weather I'm about like 90% now. And this, you know, Medline is huge and it's really good job with lots of options. The robotics are incredible. The tax base is good. And since they provide health, you know, equipment and supplies, it's something everyone needs. And so it's a regional distribution center. And then, and so it's on Buckhorn Road, south of 40. The economic development zone includes areas north of 40, but we will need to bring some additional water sewer service into that area to attract development. And that's where we partner with Mebane. They have the water sewer in that part of the county and have been partners in agreeing to provide, you know, those connections for several of the developments along 40 there.
I know that that's sort of part of the identity of Mebane is the fact that it's kind of straddling that line. But how difficult does that make development like this, where there's kind of like two different entities that you're dealing with that you have to kind of go through all the process for Orange County and for the city of Mebane?
Well, I'm not sure how difficult. You know, Mebane ends up annexing them so that they can get the water sewer. It didn't seem difficult to me as a commissioner when it came to us. We did offer some incentives to Medline. With the pandemic happening, things got extended, you know, just everything was shut down, right? So that the building operations and those are three-year incentives that decrease over those 3 years, dependent upon jobs and dependent upon the tax base and the business personal property tax base. And I'm not sure I answered your question.
I think you did. I mean, the okay. Gist of it was that it's not actually that difficult when both parties are interested in getting business there. But that does lead to my next question, which is that, you know, for this area to continue to expand, as you were saying, Mebane is supplying the water and sewer. How important is it to have this Medline facility there to kind of establish that and to help that area grow?
I don't know if it was essential, but it's what's happening is that there aren't these big chunks of land available anymore. It used to be just way too expensive for developers and companies to buy the land. And it is a great location with 85-40 and a split there. I remember Bucky's wanted to build in the area, in that location, not that exact location, but that area. So, and several others have gone in. I'm thinking of the, Thermo Fisher, that no incentives. So because of the location and the access to 40 and 85. So we really, in order to, I think, to do more, because there was an agreement about not going south of 1010 Road with, we have to do more north of 40 than with the infrastructure.
Right. We're speaking with the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford, and I wanted to touch briefly on early voting as today's actually the last day that Hillsborough has kind of the only early voting site in the county. We get four other sites opened up tomorrow, And so early voting's been going right along there. Anything to say about how it's been going so far or what we can look for going forward?
Well, I was just looking at those numbers, so there wasn't a lot of turnout when it's just Hillsborough, but at the Orange Works. So tomorrow I'm sure there will be, you know, it'll pick up for sure, right? Hillsborough commissioners, just remind me who's up for election. Hillsborough mayor and town council, Carrboro mayor and town council, Chapel Hill mayor and town council. And then remember, in our county, we have two school districts, 100 counties, 115 school districts. And in this cycle, it's the Chapel Hill Carrboro school board. No county commissioners, no Orange County school board. So we're starting tomorrow. Some of the usual sites everybody knows about, Carrboro Town Hall, around in the back, Seymour's Senior Center, Chapel of the Cross. As you're looking at the planetarium, look left, you know, walk, get the bus. People sometimes don't know, if you see orange cones down on Franklin Street, those are for voters to park. And if you have a disability, you're elderly, you can pull right up into the church. And all of these sites have accessible, you can pull right up close, ring a bell, and the election staff will come out. Everybody has to step back from your car, you know, move. And if there's lines anywhere, can't be electioneering. But they make sure everyone steps back, and you will be assisted if you need it, or if you just, you know, needed that service because of your walking ability, they'll come out. And then the back again, which I like, is the Chapel Hill Library, because they have parking, and you can combine two errands in one. So I encourage everyone, you know, take it. The beauty of early voting is it's when you can still register. And if you've changed addresses, then bring, you know, a gas bill and a utility bill, a lease, whatever, a proof of your new address, and you can come and get your address updated. And if it's your first time registering, you can come and register, and you do need a photo ID. So that's new with this election. And because on election day, there is not same day registration on November 7th, yes.
That is it. Yeah. We're visiting with Orange County Commissioner James Etta Bedford, and we are just about out of time, but I know there's some stuff going on around the community that you wanted to mention, so we got a couple minutes left for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so tomorrow night, the county has started that two-year process on the comprehensive plan, and just to make it simple, we're calling it our Orange County Land Use Plan. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Bonnie B. Davis Center, nobody's like, what is that? Right across from the DMV in Hillsborough on 70 West, pull in there, you'll see that there's the detention center, and then the Bonnie B. Davis Center, and that's from 6 to 8. So if you want to start, you know, fresh with input on how we should revise our land use plan, that's a great activity to come to if you can. There'll be many other opportunities, and Saturday's the Shred-a-thon, and that's at the park and ride lot on Eubanks Road. It's a drive-through. You can't walk and bring your stuff up. And it's so popular that you're limited to one trip per household or organization, and we really want you to only bring confidential papers, you know, not magazines, not newspapers, that stuff you can put in your recycling for curbside recycling. But bring the things that, you know, bills and tax returns, old tax returns, right, older than 7 years, things like that that have medical stuff that need to be shredded. And you do have to handle your own paper. I don't know if that's because of security or because of safety, but you need to be able to lift it yourself. So, and it starts at 10, I think. Yeah, 10 o'clock. So come on through and, you know, take advantage of the Shred-a-thon.
It's a familiar voice of the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Etta Bedford. Appreciate you taking the time on a Wednesday afternoon to visit with us, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, I'll talk with you then. Thank you.